While the outlook for development and deployment of small modular reactors is quite bullish, there are some practical hurdles that need to be overcome in order to see this new technology take its place in Europe's clean energy mix. To find out about how strategically important this nascent sector will be to Europe and when we can expect to see projects come online, I'm joined by Sandro Boldi, Commercial Director, New at SMR EDF. I'm Pamela Logg. Welcome to the Energy Transitions Podcast. Sandro, how important and how realistic are SMRs for Europe?
So, hello, first of all. Europe is going along a good part of the world in agreeing that nuclear is part of the solution for net zero target by 2050. This is good news. SMR is a part of the solution. SMR is part of solution that includes also large-scale reactor. Large-scale reactor are better for large grid, well-connected. So in Europe, we have a good grid, well-connected, and we have some few sites which are large enough for large power. These are good for large-scale. SMR comes into play when we need to decarbonize areas that cannot be decarbonized simply by electricity and the grid. Why? Because there are processes that cannot be electrified or cannot be connected directly to the grid or prefer not being connected solely to the grid. So we are talking about industrial clusters, for example. Industry use electricity and heat. Some of this heat cannot be electrified. So SMR can be a good solution for that, provided that it delivers both electricity and heat, which, by the way, is exactly what we do at New World. The other part, sector, which is very interesting, is data centers. Data centers like to have SMR installed next to them, base load electricity, reliable. And so they are very much interested in developing SMR project with us. So SMR is critical for Europe. It is down to Europe now to grab the moment and not to miss out this opportunity, like other opportunities on technology that has been missed in the past.
Are there specific barriers that are perhaps hindering us in terms of our development and deployment? Or do you think that there's hurdles that we'll need to overcome?
There are challenges, yes. Some challenges which we like calling enablers because they make the market possible are related to the fact that SMR are delivered in a different way from large-scale reactor. SMR are designed to be delivered, at least our New World SMR, to be delivered in factory, in a modular approach. That means that instead of building the site on the site,
You can take that again, sure.
So from the start already to...
Yeah, I'll take the questions. I'll take the question again, shall I? No. Okay.
So large-scale reactors are delivered on-site with construction on-site, called stick-built. SMR are delivered largely in factory by modules. This is our approach. So we plan to transfer about 60% of the activity that is generally delivered on-site to factory. What we are doing, why we're doing so, is because we want to develop and deploy SMR as multiple modules and deploy in series. It is essential the SMR are deployed in series, in fleet, to make the business case viable. In order to do so, what we need? We need that when we change site or country, we don't have to redesign. We need a standard design, standard modules. And for doing so, we need regulations to be harmonized, or at least to go towards a more harmonized approach in order not to change design every time we cross the border. So the first big challenge is, at European level, can we harmonize better regulations? The second one is the supply chain. As I said, moving the assembling from site to factory gives a bigger role to the supply chain. They need to assemble the modules themselves and deliver to the site. The supply chain in Europe is very strong, but we need to move into a new phase in which they scale up because the number of projects are increasing, and they need to acquire these new skills and competencies. So they need to increase and develop and increase their capacity and skills. In order to do so, they need to invest. So this is the third big challenge. We need investment. Investment for the supply chain to do this development, but also investment in projects, developers, in order to kickstart the first project so that we give the visibility, the view, the long-term view to the supply chain to be able to invest and get and see when the return on investment will come. These are the three. So supply chain, regulations, and investment.
Okay, so we've identified the challenges and what needs to happen to overcome them. But how far along are we in terms of this? Policy is not a fast-moving machine. So, and you mentioned that Europe needs to be on the same page for this. So how do we get that right? How do we spur investment? And you also touched on skills. So I'm just going to give you this mammoth question. How do we get ready for the coming SMR age?
That's a good question. So I think we need to, as Europe, we need to take example from other geographical regions that they are actually acting. Sometimes I feel a bit frustrated about how much we talk about doing things and then we don't really do it, because we want everybody to agree, everybody to be aligned, everything to be perfect. It's like we cannot afford to do any mistakes. While in any kind of domain of human domain, industrial domain, we actually learn by experience. So in my view, we need to start constructing, we need to start investing money and help technology developer, project developer, and supply chain to come together around the project and start and making mistakes. And to the mistakes, we will learn for the second, the third, and fourth one. Anyway, the first reactor to be installed, which what we call the first of a kind, it's always used to learn. But we need to start it, and so we need to move from discussing to actually implementing policies that help the supply chain to have a longer view on when the return on investment will come, some support from public and private sector to kickstart the market, to create what is the market pull and the market push at the same time. This is the only way to kickstart the market and the only way where we can, in a way, catch up on some kind of delay we already recorded compared to other regional area in the world.
In terms of the supply chain, you mentioned specifically that Europe has quite a well-established supply chain. So would you say that's less of a risk factor, or is there something that we could possibly do to make it more robust?
I think it's one of the best in the world, the supply chain in Europe. As I said, it's very good in delivering large-scale reactor. The key issue I see today is that we have to move in Europe from building a couple of reactors. Well, today in construction we have Hinkley Point in UK by EDF. The next one will be Sizewell C, again by EDF in UK. Flamanville in France is done, is now in operation. So we need to move from a scenario where we have one or two projects to dozens of projects. So there is a scale-up issue there. The scale issue, but together there is also a changing of skills, because instead of delivering components, single components, some of the supply chain we have to deliver module. And therefore we need to help the supply chain. We need to help the supply chain from the developer point of view. This is what we are doing. So we are embarking in new world, the supply chain from the start, from conceptual through to basic design. So they see where the project is going, they have visibility, and we learn from them on how we can design a product that actually can be constructed, that can be assembled, delivered on site, and constructed. So this is the work that we have to be delivering together. And of course, we need the support of Europe, the European Commission, to make this possible, because we cannot expect in a market that doesn't exist yet, so it's trying to originate. We cannot expect a single country or single technology developer to take all the burden and the risk to open up a market to be enjoyed by others that will come later. So we need European Commission, private and public sector to join the game.
It's possibly quite a competitive landscape, if I think about it. There's various technologies that are being developed, which is really exciting. But surely, it's about the collaboration. It's about the knowledge sharing, sharing the lessons learned as we embark on this new sector. That's surely critical to scaling quickly.
Yeah, in everything I said, basically, there's not a single item that can be delivered by a single actor alone. Cooperation is fundamental. When I talked about harmonization of regulations, or at least a more streamlined approach to regulations, cannot happen because France wake up in the morning one day and said, I want to make it. No, it has to be together with the other European countries. It has to be at regulators' point of view. It has to be also from the technology point of view, because if we all design very different technologies with definitely very different requirements, then of course the regulators will be in a kind of a problem to understand which kind of regulations to apply, how to adapt them to one project to another. So the good point today is that the majority of almost commercial viable SMR are generation 3+, so they're based on light water reactors, so existing technology. So on that, there is a huge amount of experience coming from regulators, coming from developers. So we can start from that and see how we then can expand to further to other technology.
Would you say that SMRs are really important to European competitiveness on a global level?
I think they are. I think Europe has missed out on many competition and technology. And if I may say, I think on SMR, we are kind of late compared to, for example, US or China. Why? Because China has the ability to build many, because they have a huge new nuclear program. Domestic program, so they can afford to take the risk and go and try, and also SMR. And US, on the contrary, is a strategy well defined. They put money and effort into SMR because they think it's the future for the domestic market, international market. Europe has the advantage of having a very important supply chain, the ability to do so. So we as EDF, together with our supply chain in Europe, we are able to construct and build. We have to learn to do these things sometimes differently, but the knowledge is there, we need to build on it. The second advantage is that with products like ours, New World, we target a market which is not targeted by large-scale reactor. It's a market that is really important with a huge opportunity for development and growth. It is the market of electricity and heat. So industrial players come and see us. So they consume a lot of electricity, consume a lot of heat. I said, okay, electricity, I can try and connect to the grid if the grid is decarbonized itself, so which is the case in some countries in Europe, not all of them. But for the heat, what do I do? And what we put on the table as a solution is something that delivers both of it, a very competitive way, and fully decarbonized. So they're extremely interested in that, and think Europe should focus on that. And that you might become a pioneer in the world. But we shouldn't miss the opportunity.
And that is obviously your mission with NEWARD SMR and your division within EDF.
Exactly. It is exactly our mission. Our strategy is very well defined as EDF. We have three technologies. One is DPR, 1,650 megawatts. The second one is DPR 1200, is a smaller version of DPR. And the third one is SMR. So while the first two are for grids of different size, the third one, New World SMR, is exactly for that reason. Delivers what we call the cogeneration approach. So both electricity and heat to players, to consumers that actually need that. And they're extremely interested because nobody at the moment is able to give another solution for heat. They are trying to convert heat processes into electricity, so electrifying the heat processes. It's not always easy, and sometimes it's very expensive. So they see us as a very good solution. Likewise, for data centers, they are developing data centers at the moment in Europe from few megawatts to few hundred megawatts. This is exactly what New World SMR delivers. Delivers 400 megawatt electric, or in cogeneration mode, 320 megawatt electric plus 290 thermal. So in the case specific of data center, they are just interested in the electric. But what they're interested as well is all goes around. It's very interesting because what data center are looking for is something very similar to what New World and SMR are looking for. They're looking for a site which is well connected, where the demand is nearby, and which we connect to, connection to a heatsink, so a cooling source for cooling down the installations. So exactly what SMR is looking for. So it's SMR and data center is a kind of marriage made in heaven. We need to work together also to adapt the timeline, because of course data centers are developed within 3 years. Nuclear, it takes a really long time, but as the single biggest nuclear operator in the world, EDF, has got a availability of electricity to be provided as a bridge awaiting for the SMR to be fully installed and available for data center. So exactly this is our strategy, and this is our strategy is focused in Europe, which is our main market.
I know you don't have a crystal ball, Sandro, but when do you think we're going to see the scale that we need for these projects? When will they start to become commercialized and really make an impact on the market?
We expect SMR and we target our New World SMR to be built starting 2030. So from 2030 onwards, we think that is the decade of the full commercialization of SMR based on Generation 3+, so light water reactor. This is what we see across the world. We hear sometimes some claims that are much very aggressive, even for further generation. I think we need to go to be careful in what we create in terms of expectations in the public. We need to make sure that we create trust. And trust is not only on safety, it's also on ability to deliver. So we need to be careful. When we claim that we are able to deliver by the date, we need to take in consideration not only the technology maturity, but also everything that goes around. The licensing regime, the regulations, as I said before, the availability supply chain, the public debate, the siting. So all together, they have to match. It's like kind of different pieces of puzzle. They have to come all together at 2030.
Thank you so much for sharing your insights, Sandro. It's been a pleasure. For more insights, join the Inlet community.